Pablo for breakfast.
A lot of workers aren't taking lunch, which is pretty incredible. It's time to really step away from that screen and embrace lunch, because having that break actually is going to make you work a lot better.
It definitely is. And I think the lunch break has been, even in the past, historically, something that not everybody has taken. But certainly in 2020, when so many people are uncertain about their job security, that they're wanting to kind of prove themselves that they are worthy of keeping their roles, that lunch break is something people are working right through. And again, because we are working from home so much more, there's not that distinction place. A lot of people are working from their dining room table or from their kitchen bench. So it feels like, you know, are we working from home? We're living at work. What is it? You know, where do I eat? Where do I work? Difficult.
Are you horrified when you see people in the office eating their lunch in front of their computer? Do you want to sort of tap them on the shoulder and say, look, get up, get outside, smell the roses?
Absolutely. I mean, even if it just means turning the chair around and putting it back to the computer, that can make such a difference to your brain's ability to recharge and be able to be a lot more productive for the afternoon. Of course, getting outside is the ultimate. Getting in some fresh air really will make sure that the brain works really well for the afternoon. But I often talk about kind of what's the minimal viable option that you can do. And if that means that you can't leave your desk, turn away from your computer.
It's a good idea. And maybe, you know, put the mobile phone on do not disturb mode or airplane mode, so you're not getting those notifications come through, because that really rips us away, I feel, you know, from when you're in the moment enjoying a nice lunch or having a conversation with a friend. You know, you get those notifications going off. It's very hard to not have a look at that phone.
Absolutely. And the problem with notifications is you can't just say, I only want my notifications from my personal friends right now because I'm having lunch.
Yeah.
You have any notifications on, they're all going to come through and they're going to be work and personal. So you've got to just, put it on airplane mode or put it in the desk and take a walk out. It's very rare that in the small amount of time people have lunch that something so dramatic would happen that we have to be attached to notifications. It's just rare, and we need to change the place we sit in. If we work in one place, have lunch in another place. And if people are working from home right now, and that just means to go to the other end of the kitchen bench, and that is always the place to eat, whereas the other end is always the place to work, that can have make a real difference to your productivity and the way you feel about lunch breaks versus work time.
Yeah, and if you're looking for creativity, I guess, you know, doing something out of the norm and getting out of that comfort zone, it's usually when we have our best ideas. It's why most of the time when you're in the shower, you have a cracking idea and you need to get out and sort of write it down. It's because you're not just sitting stagnant in your office.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, Pablo. You just, by changing up where you are, that's when the your best creative ideas will come. And I think we're all needing to adapt in some way and create new ways of work and new ways of living. And by just giving your brain and body a chance to recharge and rejuvenate, that's when the gold happens.
If you want to find out more, Heidi Denning, DENING.com. Jump on there and find out why you need that lunch break, people. And Heidi, thanks for your time today. Have a good lunch.
Thank you very much. I will.
Pablo for breakfast. Triple M.